Good Chodesh Abbas, I apologize for the delay this morning. Pasuk Tes Vav. Yikarehi Mipninim V'chol Chafatzecha Lo Yishvuba. Kiderecha Adam Lirdov Liknos Dava Machmas Shnei Dvarim. A person is motivated to make a purchase, to make an acquisition, for either in either of two situations. O machmashu davi yakav enam benimtzal klal kigon avanim tovus margalios v'zel lechvado. Person buys something which is a precious commodity, a rare precious commodity, and it's something which is it's not a need, but it's something that the person contributes to his sense of pride. Oh, machmashu tzarach lezamot. Well, the other type of purchase a person makes is when there's something which is a necessity, is a staple. Kemo tvua v'chadome. V'zeu she'omer she'tzarach lirdof acha ha'tovah ma'od. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that a person has to pursue Torah, ki megeda ha'yoker, if you want to measure it, if you want to weigh it on the scale of what's precious, he yikara af mipninim she'en yikara mikol davar she'ba'olam. From jewels and precious stones, which are the most valuable, Torah is more valuable. Umigeda hatzorach, and in terms of need, in terms of being a vital, basic necessity, b'chol chafotzecha lo yashvu ba, ki lezet tzorach yose mikol davar ki hu chayecha. Uma yesh yose tzorach mechayim. Here, this is a question. It's a question which has been relevant previously in terms of other psukim. It will be relevant subsequently as well. But maybe we'll just take a moment here to begin to reflect on it. Some of these comparisons, I don't know, they seem to us, I don't know. I mean, do we really need to be told that the Torah Hashem is more valuable than, you know, than a diamond? So maybe the answer, I guess on one level, what I'm about to say can be reduced to Ein Hachanami, but maybe one answer is as follows. There is a concept that the Sfarim talk about of midos nefulos, certain midos which have fallen. What does that mean? It means that we have all kinds of capacities. A person has a capacity has a capacity for ahava. Person has a capacity for yira. Person has a capacity for passion, for hislavos. A midah nafula means when that midah falls and it's misdirected and misused in some kind of mundane or even chait context. But often a person can recognize just how much of a capacity he has for Torah from his having experienced that midah, albeit in a context that was nefula. To give a moshel, I don't mean that this was an example of a moshel nefula, but in that sense, it's not a good moshel. But to give a moshel in terms of recognizing what one's capacities are in Torah from experiences elsewhere. I remember I was once, many, many years ago, long, long time ago, I was once sitting in the back seat, and there was a doctor who was giving the Rav a ride somewhere. And I remember his comment, and the doctor said to him that if he was saying it self-deprecatingly about himself and his chaverim, he said, if we had pushed ourselves as hard as we did in medical school when we had been in yeshiva previously, we'd all be bukim and shas. I remember that was his comment. Okay, so yesh ladon v'chulu, but what it illustrates is that sometimes we recognize, or we can recognize, just how much of a capacity we have for something from a mundane or materialistic or a secular context. And then it's taka relevant, as superficial as it seems, as facile as it seems, but then taka is meaningful to use that as a frame of reference in talking about Torah. So I don't know what people will do, the hours that people will work to amass wealth. Not everyone is driven to do that, but some people are driven to do that. And the hours that they'll invest in whatever, you know, whatever their niche is, and however they're trying to amass the wealth. So when such a person discovers learning, if only he would then transpose that same intensity and that same focus. And maybe that's one level, by no means the only one, one perspective, by no means the only one, for some of these comparisons of Yikarehi Mipnimim and V'chol Chafatzecha Lo Yashvuba. If only we would learn with the same sense of hunger and thirst as when we experience physical hunger and thirst, so it would transform our learning. And I don't know, maybe we shouldn't need to hear this, but Mustama, we do need to hear it, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech understood. V'hu neged shnei dvarim hanizkarim la'el, the pninim and the chol chafatzach, again, following through on this this parallelism, shehem kesef u'tfua, shehem neged chochma u'bina. Then the next six words are rather cryptic, just in terms of where the Gaon is seeing this. V'kan hu das, shehu kolul mishneyem v'harvein. So I think what it means, again, if you're looking in the Philip edition, the note 82, I think, is helpful as well. I think what the Gaon is being medayik here is that earlier, the metaphor for Chachma and Bina were the Kesef, Kitov Sachra Mischar Kosef, Umechoritz Tvuasa. They were both in the singular. And here, we're shifting to the V'chol Chafotzech and Loshen Rabin. And I think that's where the Gaon is sees the Remez to, again, not only the Chochma Ubina that we've been talking about until now, but the Das as well, because of that shift to the Loshen Rabin. Okay, so we'll stop here. L'inanu Tzashem, hopefully tomorrow we'll be back to 9 o'clock. Okay, Rav Ossi, have a very, very good, productive day. Everyone be well, be safe. Rabbi.